Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, kicking off our 24th year on the air, I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with a new friend, David Rubin. He's not going to be a new friend for long. We're going to get him back. We got a lot more to talk about with him. He's the former mayor of Shiloh, a city north of Jerusalem, an ancient city, prehistory, was actually around before Jerusalem was. David, his new book is called Trump and the Jews. David, thanks again for being here. I want to talk some more about this peace thing because I'm more worried about this for the Middle East than anything. Biden has brought back John Kerry to be part of his cabinet. He's not going to be part of the international, he's not going to be part of the State Department anymore like he was. But possibly one of the worst secretaries of state in the history of that job, and certainly one of the worst examples of hurting Israel of anybody that I know. And is it possible that Israel could take the momentum that Trump has built for peace in the Middle East and on their own, just directly to Saudi Arabia, Netanyahu, maybe doing it right now. Never mind, go around the United States and create their own peace deals in that region. What do you think?
Well, it could happen. There was a very strong signal that was just sent to Joe Biden and his administration, or what he hopes will be his administration, by Israel and Saudi Arabia. And Netanyahu had a lightning trip to Saudi Arabia, and he spent just a few hours there together with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo,
yep,
and meeting with the Crown Prince in Saudi Arabia. And, it was sort of a secret trip. Nobody mm-hmm. knew about it in Israel except for Netanyahu and maybe his wife. And, you know, it was done very last minute and very secretive. But then Netanyahu announced it the next day. He announced the trip. So there are two reasons for that. One is obviously his internal political reasons, because he always, you know, we may be going to new elections in Israel in a few months.
Right.
And, you know, he wants to continue showing his
diplomatic
prowess.
He wants a success story. He wants a home run, of course.
Yeah, and the second reason, though, is that those two countries, Israel and Saudi Arabia, were giving a double whammy to the incoming president-elect Biden to make it clear to him that what has been accomplished by President Trump and Secretary Pompeo in the past 4 years is not going away so fast,
mm-hmm.
and that Saudi Arabia and Israel will be standing together against Iran, mm-hmm. whether Biden likes it or not.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
That's right, and that was the clear message that was being sent to Joe Biden, that Israel and its newfound allies in the
common
Middle
cause.
East are not just going to roll over and play dead.
Common cause. Here's a question for you, David. Is it possible that a peace deal between Saudi Arabia and Israel could be accomplished before January 20th?
I don't think it's going to happen, because Saudi Arabia
in that time or ever?
No, I think it might happen at some point. I think if Trump was reelected, predicting that it was going to happen after the elections.
Yeah. But now what do you think?
Now it may happen at some point in the future, but there will definitely be unofficial cooperation between our two countries.
Yeah, yeah. So How's the economy in Israel right now?
The economy was roaring until COVID-19 and the lockdowns. You know, everyone says that Trump and Netanyahu are so similar, but when it came to the coronavirus, Netanyahu was pushing lockdowns. Trump was pushing to open up the economy.
Right. Are you the next Prime Minister of Israel?
Maybe.
You're losing.
Well, we'll see what happens in Israel.
David Rubin, ladies and gentlemen, Trump and the Jews, his book. You make, want to make sure that you check that out. Make sure that you get a chance. That you it's a fascinating book, folks. I promise you, you're gonna like it. I gotta take a quick break. I gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.